Hey, this is Will Wheaton.
Welcome to another episode of Radio Brendo Man. I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
What's going on, Phil?
It has been a crazy, crazy week, but good one, but very busy.
Running a little late today just because various things.
Yeah.
So we apologize to anybody that was sitting around since 3 o'clock because we know that's what you did. I'm sure there was plenty of people. Now we only have 2 people. What if we were going to have a full chat?
We might have. I'm sorry. But see, I had a show on Friday.
Yeah.
And then I did the extra damage video game marathon thing yesterday.
Which was a huge success and was awesome. They raised almost $1,300.
Yeah. Like, I mean, not me personally, but as a whole, like it was great.
You were part of that.
I was a part of it. Definitely.
So what was your you ended up bringing some Super Nintendo games?
Yeah, I brought a bunch. I brought Super Nintendo, NES, and GameCube, but they wound up having a Super Nintendo going, so that's what we played on.
What did you guys play?
Well, of the games that I brought, we played Wayne's World, the Super Nintendo Wayne's World, which is terrible, but funny.
Yeah.
It has very little, like, the bad guys are like these mutant tubas and stuff like that, and you shoot, like, electric guitar sound waves at them. It's really bad.
Who thought that was Ren a good Stimpy idea?
Well, I don't know. Like, I mean, it had a tie into a license, so how could that go wrong? You know, video games.
Yeah.
We played Ren and Stimpy Time Warp. Also on, actually, which turned out to be a lot more fun than, like, definitely more fun than Wayne's World. It was 2-player. So that's fun. And then we played Tetris Attack. And that's the one that's like Pokemon Puzzle League, basically. And then finally, Super Nintendo Jeopardy. Which was pretty funny.
What is it like? Like that it's like Pokemon? I don't ever play Pokemon Puzzle League.
Oh, it's like a puzzle game, but I'll tell you what you would know it as. It's very similar to Meteos.
Okay.
I mean, a little different, but that same kind of thing where you switch the two pieces side to side.
Yeah.
But you have a little more motion as to where you can place the thing to switch them, but anyway, it's very similar to that. And you don't, like, launch them up. They just disappear. But similar mechanic. So, anyway, it was a lot of fun. And I got to play other games other people had. Played You Don't Know Jack, Bust a Move, Jump. What is that called? Jump Kick?
Dive Kick.
Dive Kick.
You just said it, and then you said it wrong.
I said it right, and then I said it wrong. Dive Kick, which was really funny. Some Street Fighter.
Fighting game.
And
got to watch Phil try and play Street Fighter 2.
Oh, I'm terrible at fighting. I told him up front I would be.
Well, that's what I told him. I'm like, you have to make Phil play fighting games because it's like his giant weak spot in the video game world.
It's fun, but I am terrible at it.
Like, I would argue that you're probably better at sports games than you are at fighting games.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you include like golf and racing games in there, then definitely. Yeah. So, yeah. But it was a lot of fun. It was a good time and for a good cause. So thanks to the extra damage guys for inviting me over there.
Everybody's already looking forward to next year. Like Josh has, like, he's got big plans for next year. He's gonna make it even bigger.
That's cool.
Bigger extravaganza. Like I was looking, like some of the big like video game sites, like Giant Bomb, they're actually doing it still. Like they're doing a 48-hour.
Oh wow. I'll say this right now. If Josh wants me, if they can like plan it ahead of time, if I know and they give me enough notice, I'll do the 24 hours with them.
I'll do it for the duration, too. I'm totally down. I want to do it. I think I'll do it.
That's my
offer. I'm going to force myself on. I'm going to be there.
So, yes. If they're up for it. All right.
I think that'd be fun. We were also joking around. And then I thought they were joking that, like, there were people that were doing, like, multiple day streams because that's what they normally do anyways, like some WoW players. And I looked on Twitch, and sure enough, there was a dude that had been playing WoW for 3 days straight.
Wow.
And
wow.
But that seemed to be what he normally did anyways. And I'm like, that can't be healthy at all.
Yeah, like, that's a long time.
That's not good.
It's 24 hours is a long time. As much as I love video games. Like, I was only there for, I think I was there for like 3.5 hours, and it was late at night, and I was so tired, but it was awesome.
Yeah, and then you had to drive home.
Then I had to drive home and then get up early this morning, blah, blah. Anyway, it's been an awesome but very busy week.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So, yeah.
I went to a wedding on Halloween.
I saw this. You had some cool pictures you posted.
It was really cool. Very cool Halloween-themed wedding, and it was awesome. And also, I have to say, again, I'm very appreciative when the ceremony is really short, and this was the shortest ceremony I've ever been to ever, nice. And it was awesome. It was literally, as soon as they started, there was the I do's, it was the rings, and then it was done. Like, that's, it was awesome. So fast. It was done. And then it was like a 3-hour, 4-hour party. It was great. And that's where, and like, cause that's what people don't, I don't know, like all the pageantry and all that stuff, like I could take or leave that.
Get to the point, right?
And so, and they, it was a lot of fun, and like, it was great. And they had, there's a barbecue place called Famous Dave's.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you've ever, when we had that, and it was freaking awesome. And there was all, like, there was, in addition to, like, the regular, like, sodas and stuff, there was, like, John, the groom's uncle, does, like, craft brewing and homebrew, and he made mead.
Oh, really?
Some awesome cider. Oh, dude, it was really good.
Did you drink it from a flagon? Because I feel like you'd have to drink mead from a flagon.
I wanted to, but there was no flagons available, but it was still really good.
Still good.
It was enjoyable. It was great fun. And because that went late, I had taken, because I didn't want to be that guy that had to leave a wedding like an hour after.
Right.
Like I did at your wedding.
You want to be that guy again, you mean?
Yeah. And so I took Friday off. And so I just kind of chilled out on Friday. Also, it's been like super video gamed time because WWE 2K14 came out on Tuesday. So I've been like playing that a ton. Still playing Grand Theft Auto 5 a ton.
Nice.
So playing a lot of video games. And
plus
playing that.
Since I saw you last, since we recorded last, we saw each other. You came to the birthday party.
Oh yeah, and we had Audrey's birthday party. That was fun.
That was super cool. It was crazy seeing like she has like a bunch of friends now.
It's really cute. Like just it was really cute in the pinata, and despite Phil's best efforts to sabotage the pinata with. Using
old twine.
30-year-old twine.
At least 30. I mean, I've had it for 30 years old. I believe at the time we got it, I think my grandpa Vecchio fished it out of his garage. Twine. It's probably, it probably literally is, 60, 70 years old. Because he unburied it from the depths of his garage. And you can imagine
a Vecchio garage. I've been in that garage.
Yeah. So it's ancient. And so it snapped about halfway through.
Yeah, see, that's where I suddenly I remember the time I went with you to your grandparents to pick up some stuff. that's when everything kind of fell into place because they, if it had been up to them, we would have left with like everything. Like they were just trying to force all this junk, like junk, literal junk, just to get like, cause we were getting that table. That table ended up at my apartment several years down the line and ended up literally falling apart by the end.
Yeah.
And those chairs, we got cumulatively a lot of use out of those things.
That's true. But there's always one more thing. Like, oh, take this. But,
oh, yeah. If we could have done that game all afternoon.
Yeah, I come by it rightly. Some people don't believe me, but like it runs deep in both sides of my family too.
Both sides of your family, yeah.
So, yeah.
But yeah, that garage. I thought my grandparents had like a garage of crap, and that one put their garage of crap to shame.
Yeah. The that American Picker show, they would like have a heyday at one of my grandparents' house. So,
we were actually trying to get them to come to my grandparents' farm before they sold it because like they're like my grandpa had like barns and barns and barns.
They love those like outbuildings,
but they were not in the area at the time. Like they were, we showed them pictures and they were actually getting excited, but it just didn't work out with this, the time frame and the schedule.
Because that would have been cool.
Like, yeah, because my grandpa had like somebody made off with a lot of stuff for probably pretty cheap because they had to kind of sell it all really quickly. Because there was just, like I said, just tons of stuff. I don't even know. Like, I never even got around over the years. My brother and I never even were able to look at all of it. Right.
I know. You can only look at so much. There's only so much stuff you can go through.
Yeah.
It's hard. Well,
so it's been, but yeah, anything else cool? Any cool Halloween going?
Well, Halloween is great. In fact, those of you who have been around for a while, yeah, I wore an actual costume this year. Although the Bob Dole mask and cape are around and have made an appearance, but not my official costume. If you want to see a funny picture, I should probably post that on Radio Breno Man just because people might laugh. Mm-hmm. But did you see the one of like my full bodysuit thing?
No, I saw one of you. I don't know if that was the one I saw, but I saw you with your rabbit.
Well, yeah, but I was like in a picture frame, so you couldn't really see like the whole package. Audrey wanted to be Alice in Wonderland. She was like the cutest Alice in Wonderland ever. And she wanted me to be the white rabbit with her, so we like matched. And I basically, like, I wore an inside-out white sweatshirt because there was, like, a logo on the outside. And then I pulled the hood up and over, and Janelle bought, like, a pair of, like, pink bunny ears. And then I didn't have white pants, but Janelle had these, like, capri sweats. So I, like, wore Janelle's capri sweats and just pulled my socks up really high. And I was the white rabbit. And, of course, my beard's, like, poking out. So I was, like, I had to, like, keep Audrey by me because I'm pretty sure I looked a little creepy and, like, funny and weird. So everyone like that saw me, I was like, it's part of a theme. It's my daughter. And then Luke was Spider-Man. Yeah. Well, if you look at it, I'll post a picture so you can see if you want to, dear listeners. And then Luke wanted to be Spider-Man, so Janelle was Aunt May.
Nice.
But her costume consisted of her having gray hair and carrying her stuff around. So, but she told people she was Aunt May. So yeah, Halloween is awesome. We got they're eating currently right now, eating bags of candy still. So
loaded up on the candy. That was the other cool thing about the wedding was because of the wedding, because there was just buckets and buckets of candy everywhere. Like yeah. I had a pretty good haul of candy.
Nice. So you didn't even have to go trick or treating.
Nope, I didn't have to go buy candy. I just grabbed a bunch.
That's good.
Also, I was kind of excited because my cheat day was like the day after Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And actually 2 days, but I went shopping for my cheat day the day after Halloween. And I guess because it's Stater Brothers, at least the Stater Brothers by my place, they didn't really sell that much Halloween candy to begin with.
Okay.
So I don't know. Maybe that's part of the reason why they have cheaper things because they don't waste their time on, I don't know. But anyways, they're after Halloween candy sale was very
nice.
Sparse, to say the least.
Oh.
It was disappointing.
Well, good thing you got a lot up front then.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, I was glad because they're the other – because I don't know. Then I'm like, well, I'll go to another grocery store. But then I'm like, I don't want to be that guy going around. That was okay. And, I mean, I'm more of a day after Easter.
Oh, yeah. I think we've discussed this, but Easter is my favorite.
The post-Easter candy scramble. Like, I remember when you and I would, like, coordinate. We'd be like, okay, what's going on at the CVS over here?
What
do they got at this Rite Aid?
What are the prices on eggs? Because they would go down. You know, the longer you wait, the more the prices go down. But then people
would
buy them.
But you had
up.
To be careful because if you waited too long, they'd all be gone.
Oh, I mean, Cadbury eggs in particular. But I think all Easter candy is just
I'm
the best
a huge,
holiday.
Like, I still think that. Buy. I mean, I like Cadbury eggs, but you can only eat so many of those. I'm a mini eggs guy. Like
those
I
are
love those mini
again.
Eggs
I mean,
like
I'm not arguing. Those are amazing
things.
Too. There's a lot of good Halloween candy too. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah, but there's something about Easter candy is like the most underrated candy.
Yeah, and Christmas candy is fine, but you know, to me, it's kind of the lesser. of the holiday candies. There's a lot of mint.
I really like. Have you had like the chocolate candy corn?
Yeah. Oh, I've tried many different varieties of candy corn.
I'm a big. I like. Somebody brought in some chocolate candy corn. I don't know. I guess I had never had it before. It was really, really good, and I ate a bunch of it.
Yeah, they have all different kinds. Like I like green. Have you had green apple candy corn?
Yes.
Green apple candy corn is really good.
I also like the pumpkins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pumpkins. It's a little thicker.
Yeah.
I'm going to go steal some candy from my kid's bag. Just kidding. I just have to find stuff for them to get in trouble for.
Doing that.
Oh, you guys should have cleaned up your toys. I guess I have to take one of your candies. It's too bad.
I've told my horrific candy story, right?
I think, but you might want to tell it again. It's that time
when I was like 10, my cousin was living with us. And it turned out that she was bulimic. And you want to know how we found out she was bulimic? Because she stole my brother all. One day, went downstairs because we kept our candy down. I don't know why we did this, but we always kept, like, we hid our candy. And, like, we kept it down. And, like, we had, my mom had these, I think she might still have them, which is so weird because it's such, like, this iconic piece of furniture from my childhood. But these end tables that had, like, little cabinets in them, and we would stash it in there. And we both went downstairs the morning after – I think it was maybe one day after Halloween. And both of our pillowcases were empty after being full to the brim. And you would have thought that, like, somebody came and killed our pet. It was the worst thing that ever happened. Like, I can't exaggerate. It was terrible. And my mom and dad were, like, genuinely stumped. And I, for a long time, I thought that they were, like, they – because I'm like, how – it doesn't make any sense. Like, who – like, because I just immediately – I just assumed for, like, 3 or 4 years until one time I was talking about it because I was giving my mom a hard time. Like, remember the time you tried to lie about stealing or handling candy? My mom was like, it wasn't us. She's like, it was Kathy – put two and two together. Just think about it. And then I was like, oh.
I know I've probably told mine, but you remember my story about Dora?
No.
Oh, really? Oh, this is okay. So as a kid, like, you know, you have your major candy holidays, Christmas, and there's Halloween, there's Valentine's Day and Easter.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's a pretty big gap there between Easter and Halloween. But I, you know, would work it out so that I would space my candy out. I'd plan it out so I would never be without candy throughout the whole year. I'd space it out. I'd save it.
How could you possibly do that? I would never be.
Well, you know, and you got to plan. Like, there's certain candies that are going to go bad sooner than others. So you got to.
Yeah, but
you know,
how could you just have that kind of willpower if you have a bunch of candy?
I spent hours plotting this out in my room. Like, this is a serious thing. So
that's some serious kid determination,
like,
man.
Even, like, if I got, like, a solid chocolate bunny or something, I would just nibble, and I would pick how much I could nibble each day to still have enough chocolate to get through until my next candy holiday. So wow. On one of these specific occasions, I had a chocolate – I think it was chocolate bunny, if I remember correctly. And I had it in my room. And, like, at the time, my parents hired this lady to come into our house, like, once a week. Her name was Dora, and she would, like, you know, help house clean a little bit. Oh. And so, you know, one day I came home from school, and I go into my stash, and I'm there for, like, my daily little allotment of my candy. And I go in, and my Easter bunny is gone. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I look around. It's missing. And I, like, Dora had been there that day. And I went in. I'm like, Mom, I think Dora, like, stole my Easter bunny. And it was weird because I'd already, like, nibbled a couple bites off of it. You know, like, it was partly eaten. But I don't know. And so she was like, I was like, really? And we looked around. We couldn't find it. So when my dad came home, we went. And my mom's like, I think we have to fire Dora. I think she stole candy out of Phil's room. And I don't know. Like, this is really embarrassing. But what are we going to do? And my dad gets all sheepish. And it was my dad who had stolen it because he didn't know I was keeping track of it. So we almost fired our housekeeper Dora over it. And wow. So to this day,
you're almost that family.
To this day, when my dad gobbles, like, steals candy, we call him Dora still. So yeah.
Well, at least your dad didn't follow through with, like, yeah, the housekeeper.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yep. No, he owned up, but he was embarrassed. So yeah.
See, that's candy. What I was – see, I was not dumb, and I was convinced that my parents, like, that's what happened. But it was still – but even part of me was like, because we had a, that was when my brother and I got really, you know, when you kind of turn the corner on like trick or treating, when like you get to the point where it's no longer just like this fun little thing that you do as a kid. It's like, I'm going to get the most candy possible.
Oh, absolutely.
And like, we were completely serious about it, to the point where it got to the point where my brother and I, we had planned bathroom stops throughout our neighborhood. So that, because one year trick or treating got cut short because I had to go to the bathroom really bad. And so, like,
never again.
We got to a point where we had like midpoint rest stops at like friends' houses. And then, like, that's what, and then, like, that was also the year we switched to pillowcases, which, you know, there's always that.
Yeah, because those no little longer, buckets like, just those don't little cut
pumpkins,
it.
No, no. And we, like, we, I think, like, we had even, like, I had a full pillowcase and then, like, maybe even a little bag or something. Like, it was a massive, massive undertaking and haul. And just to see it all gone, like, a day later was so, like.
That's tragic.
Just terrible. And that's where even I was like, how could they possibly have eaten all that? Like, it was, they would have been throwing up all over the place. And that's where I'm like, well, somebody did eat it. They were throwing up all over the place. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so reader mail.
Yes, let's do it.
Phil's in a hurry, everybody, as you can tell, because we just spent a long time talking about Halloween.
It's important. That's an important subject.
Mario writes, just wondering if you guys have given any thought as to where the character of Freaks and Geeks are 13 years later. In the show timeline, it would be 1995. I just thought that maybe Lindsay Weir maybe ended up marrying Eli and started a family. Like Forrest Gump said, I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is. Also, he goes on to add, Phil, please inform the Pillagecast crew that episode 88 cuts off after 16 minutes of play, even after being downloaded from different forms.
I see. Okay.
So you can count an episode if it's intended to play as a whole, but cuts off after 16 minutes. And then for some reason he says, suck at Gates.
Just for good measure, I suppose. Yeah. Okay, we'll let Josh know there. Freaks and Geeks, I don't know. Like, I always felt like Lindsay would have had
some lost years.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. She was heading down that path.
Like, I think Lindsay would have had some lost years, but I think she would have eventually gotten her act together. But I could have seen her and Nick ending up
somewhere
down the line. I think Kim and Daniel probably would have gotten, like, been in like a wedlock baby situation and probably gotten divorced sometime.
Yeah.
And I could see Daniel ending up in jail. I don't know.
Either that or like after they get divorced, like meeting a nice girl and like settling
making
down.
Something of himself. Yeah. I don't know. Daniel at the end, because like, I don't know. Well, maybe Daniel hanging out with the geeks would have gone somewhere, like kind of shown him, like maybe Harris would have tutored him and
He would have been his guru.
Yeah. So maybe he wouldn't have ended up that way. But I feel like, I mean, I know, see, because the part of it, it's hard to difficult to answer is I like Paul Feig has gone on to say things where he wanted to take the characters. Like, for instance, Lindsay was going to get addicted to drugs after her summer of
Following the Dead,
Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
And like, and then Kim was going to get pregnant. I think that was definitely in the cards. They were already teasing that like there was going to be conflicts in the geeks group because Sam was like too cool.
Right.
Or like Sam was getting cool.
Cause he dated Cindy Sanders and
Like he was going to become highly sought. And then also, but also I think Bill would have become a jock.
Yeah.
Because one, he was big and he was, and then like, cause we, you know, his stepdad was
Coach Frederick.
Coach Frederick. So maybe Frederick would have taken him under his wing, started playing basketball. So I feel like the geeks might have been an interesting thing where they kind of go their separate ways. I think Neil was headed to a bad place.
Yeah. Although I think Neil would be next in line to get a girlfriend.
I don't know, because Neil was headed for like severe. Well, yeah, maybe he would have. Maybe Neil would have become a freak.
He would have become a freak. That's totally it. Or at least gone down that path for a while.
like, I could see Neil starting to hang out with Nick and Daniel.
Yeah, because he was starting to have that, like, I mean, he
rebel, you
know, the dark side with his parents.
So I could see, like, I could see Neil, not even Neil hanging out with Daniel and Nick. I could see him hanging out with, like, Stoker and that fro right. kid, like the dealer. Like, right. I could see him hanging out with those kids.
Yeah.
Like the weird burnout kids.
That's interesting. Gosh. Just the possibilities of what could have happened to that show.
Millie would have gone to, like, Wheaton or Viola.
Yeah.
Probably married Bible camp guy, Tommy.
Yeah.
or in a different twist, Tommy gets Millie pregnant.
See, that would be even more interesting. Because everyone expects Kim to be the one to get pregnant.
What if Millie got pregnant? That, because that's, and that happens, like,
right.
In our, because we ran with in those kind of circles, and every once in a while that kind of thing happens.
Yep. No, that, see, that's interesting.
Because sometimes those super sheltered kids, and they were already teasing that too.
Yeah, because she was kissing the boy and, like, not telling anyone about it.
Well, also the whole, like, Who concert thing, and, like, oh, right. a fight with her mom.
And she rebels.
And, yeah.
Hmm. I think Ken would have been, like, I think he, even though Daniel is the drummer, I think he's the one that goes on to be in a band.
Well, also, Ken was going to be that trust fund, independently wealthy, just kind of bumming around guy. Like, yeah. he had, I think he would have, I think Ken and Tuba Girl would have gotten married.
Yeah. Tuba Girl.
And he would have, like, inherited his dad's company or whatever, just kind of bummed around.
Yeah.
I think Ken was one of the most intriguing characters, like that whole, because everybody knew somebody like Ken.
Right.
I feel like everybody knew somebody like all those people, but Ken especially, like everybody had a Ken.
And he was a great, like, I mean, he was Ken at the beginning, but they really developed his character as the show went on.
Yeah.
Like he was a much more minor character at the beginning.
Well, I think things got interesting when he, that's true, he would have lost all the money. Like in the recession, like the early 90s.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So maybe he would have lost it all and then he'd had to. But, or he would have become like a super yuppie.
Yeah. That's funny.
I don't know.
Maybe he would have become like an actor and started in like.
Harris would start would like make $1 billion in the tech boom.
Oh, definitely.
He would have like invested. Like, you find out that, like, Harris invested in Apple or something and, like, starts working for Bill Gates or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just, like, Harris was some kind of man. I mean, the obvious one that to me, like, had to happen was Gordon marries, like, a super hot girl.
Oh, definitely.
And they have – Gordon is, like, Jerry Gergich. Like, he marries Christy Brinkley, has, like, 3 kids, like, the perfect family.
That's awesome.
Like, Gordon would have won at life.
Now, they could go. I'm glad they didn't do the, Wonder Years
Cindy
direction.
Cindy ends up being, like, just a total, like, stereotypical, like, and she ends up in some miserable marriage. Like, Sydney marries that jock guy.
Yeah, she goes like, down the jock route.
And she's, like, some, like, drunk, she's, like, an alcoholic divorcee.
I'm glad they didn't go the Wonder Years route and have like kill off the parents and like nobody gets
horrible. Like no, spoiler Harold alert. Does not die of a heart attack off screen.
No, that's horrible.
Harold, the parents are fine. You know they're
yes.
Who
yes.
ends up doing porn?
Mr. Rosso.
Mr. Rosso. Well, I could see where Daniel might end up in that.
Doing that's true.
No, well, Mr. Rosso becomes the principal, but then he gets fired for some reason and ends up being a professor, like an associate professor at a community college.
Okay, either that or he falls back into being like a pothead again and he starts hanging out with the freaks.
He hangs out with the freaks. Like after, like if there was like an, like if there was like another episode, it would be like Daniel and Nick and Mr. Rosso sharing an apartment together.
Yeah. It could just be called Mr. Rosso's Place. Be a good spinoff.
And like, cause you, and like you didn't like, you, like you, yeah, that would be funny,
Mr.
Oh, Mr. Well, Freak the Geeks.
That was good. We could go on all day about that.
All right. Adam Wells. Hey, guys. Random Nintendo question that for once doesn't hate on Nintendo. My question is, do you think Nintendo should expand their games to the mobile phone platform so we start seeing officially released Nintendo games on iPhone and Android? Discuss. Why hasn't this happened?
Nintendo has always been extremely careful about putting their stuff out on someone else's platform.
That's true. I think ever since the CDI debacle.
Yeah. That.
But I still think like they should have like I would buy an Animal Crossing Android or iPhone game tablet. Yeah.
I don't see it ever happening though unless they get to the point where they aren't making a console anymore, which I mean who knows in the future, but you know, I mean, even at the very beginning, they were doing their own, like, you know, the play. What do you call them? The little pocket games?
Play and Watch.
Play and Watch, but yeah. Like,
it just seems kind of not very business savvy for them to ignore where, because, like, the mobile gaming platform is insanely huge.
It is. No, I agree. But at the same time, they're also doing pretty well with the 3DS, so... As long as they can make their money and not be licensed out to other
people. That would cut
people.
Into their own handheld.
Right, right. And then
because anything they're going to come out with is probably would be like, well, why don't we just put this out on our handheld market? Right. And they're like, as any, like their handheld market is, they pretty much, like all they have to do to get their handheld market share roaring again like they just did is release another Pokemon yeah. game.
And they've got a new brand new Zelda game coming out soon. Like they don't have
That's
to.
True, but I still think it would be really cool to have.
I'm not saying it wouldn't. I'm just saying I don't think they ever will until it gets to the point where they have to.
Where they pull a Sega and they just make games, which
right.
I feel like that will happen sometime.
It might happen sometime in the future, but they're going to hold that off until they absolutely have to. Because it's worked well for them, and whether or not – they definitely don't follow the same business model or goals as the other companies, but they're making money, you know. So I'm not saying I'd be opposed to it. I would – if they put a Pikmin app on your phone or whatever, I'd probably get that, but I just don't foresee that happening. Okay. And, you know, it seems like it's been a smart move for them thus far. We'll see.
All right, Steve Espinoza writes, hey guys, sorry for not popping by the live chat the last couple of weeks, right before you sign off, of course. I've been busy putting together my Halloween costume, which he actually ended up posting on our Facebook page.
I saw that,
and
yes.
It's really awesome. I could see where it would take a lot of work because he made like a really cool mask. Since I work on Halloween night, I'll actually be celebrated by the time you record at Disneyland on Monday. Nice. I'll be dressed up as Bouncer Beagle of the Beagle Boys from DuckTales. Super awesome. If I get a chance to take a pic of the finished product, I'll post it on your Facebook page. What you did. It's on Radio Brendo.
And it's awesome.
Since we're talking about costumes, what was your favorite costume you ever wore for Halloween? Did you ever make your own? Remember those cheap Ben Cooper costumes when we were kids? Plastic mask and a plastic costume. Yes, I had a He-Man one.
Yep. I had Big Bird
and
Chewbacca.
It was like the apron. It was just like a smock. Yeah. It was like a smock and then the...
And then those masks that you couldn't breathe through and you always sweat under.
But the smocks would always be – it wasn't like an actual like costume. It would always either have like the logo or just like their face. It wasn't logical at all.
No. I had a Chewbacca one and it was kind of like a fur-looking thing. And then I had a Big Bird
one. Some of
them
were better than others.
But still, yeah, they were – it was
like my He-Man one. It wasn't like it was like the smock part was his chest. No, the smock was like another picture of He-Man, right. And it said He-Man on it. Right. And I think I might have had a G.I. Joe one, too.
But you got to figure, it was probably like the cheapest way to license all that stuff. And we bought it because it said the stuff we liked on it. So you know.
So he says, my first costumes I chose myself were Ben Cooper Alf and Ben Cooper Egon from Ghostbusters when I was 4 and 5 years old. For some reason, those were my favorites. Well, keep up the good work and hopefully see you in the chat suit. My favorite costume when I was a kid was, for some reason, I really wanted to be like a Keystone Cop. When I was like 6 or 7, and we found like this costume and it was awesome, and I had like the hat and everything, and I really liked that costume to the point where I would use it later in like skits and stuff that I did. I was a pirate for a lot of years. I really loved pirates. My favorite costume, I never made costumes. I mean, I guess this one was I was Freddy, and I had like the mask, but then like I and the glove and the hat, and then I just wore like a sweater.
Yeah,
but I was because I was way I like I, that was during the Freddy craze, so I was Freddy, and I thought it was so cool. My brother was always way more creative than me. Those looking back, his costumes were always way better. Like one year, he was Abraham Lincoln. And then he made it himself, and he actually had like a gunshot wound on his head. And like now that I'm looking back, like it's kind of twisted to have like my brother was like 8, and he had like gunshot wound.
A little insensitive, Abe Lincoln, I suppose.
But it was still like that's my brother. And then the other one that he made himself that was really cool was he was Dick Tracy, and somewhere like he went shopping with my mom and found. Like, it wasn't like a Dick Tracy costume. He just put it together. Like, he had the yellow coat.
That's cool.
But, yeah, and he had that. But I was always – and then, like, a bunch of years – because, I've always been really, like – costuming is, like – I know that's, like, a huge area in the geek arts, and it's just not my area of expertise. Because, like, I remember a bunch of years I was just, like, a Grim Reaper because he just had to wear that.
Big cloak.
Yeah, and like I had some years I wouldn't even do makeup, but I mean sometimes I would do makeup, but I was never very creative when I was in doing costumes.
Well, see, my favorites like from as a kid, as I mentioned, of course, the Chewbacca and the Big Bird were ones that you know I liked, but my favorite, I actually had a pirate one that I loved too. And I wore that one a couple times. Like if there was ever like just a costume party, that was my go-to one. Cause I loved the hook hand and stuff.
Yeah. I was all about that hook hand.
Yeah. Thing. I mean that's got a lot of good accessories.
And I would go all out. I did the earring. I had the eye patch.
Yeah. Yeah.
My brother was always, I always had to have like the captain's hat, but my brother was more of the bandana.
Right.
He would do that. Cause there was a few times where we were both pirates. So we had to kind of differentiate from each other because we didn't want the same.
You had to be like different ranks, right?
Yeah.
And then my other favorite, like I think I got it my freshman year or maybe like my 8th grade year or something like that, was a this full body werewolf suit. Like it had feet, legs, like big old rubber feet and like a huge mask. I mean like full body gloves and everything. It was awesome. And I wore that to a lot of stuff. Actually used it. No, it must have been junior high because I used it when I was in junior high. I had to do this like project on like a hoax. We had to like create a hoax, and I had my dad dress up as like Bigfoot, and he like ran down. Like videoed like the shaky footage of him wearing it, you know, and that was my thing. Like we discovered Bigfoot. But then of course you know my costume once I found it that I never needed a new costume, which was my Bob Dole with a cape. Which I created in my senior year of high school, and I wore it every year pretty much up until this year, which was my first not – it wasn't my primary costume, just secondary for other things. So, yeah. Good question. And good costume, by the way. That was awesome. DuckTales.
Sorry, I have to respond to – I think my mom is having a where's your brother freak out moment.
Oh, I know those well.
Because she left Facebook, and I think he blocked her on Facebook, and that would. And I told him, I'm like, think about doing before you do that, because she's not gonna know. Like, if that's your only communication form, right. Like you're gonna get some. I don't know, man.
She's back on Facebook now.
I know. Well, that was like the most brief Facebook break ever. Maybe like she hasn't weekend. Actually done it yet. I don't know. You know, everybody goes through those.
I know.
But yeah, so so that's their costumes. So Bob Dole, the cape, not gone forever?
Oh, no, definitely not. Still, I still pulled it out this year, but just Audrey wanted that to be, you know, she wanted us to match, and it's, you know, I had to do that for my daughter. That's how much I love her. Even though I look like a giant goof, it was worth doing, so.
Cool. All right.
So you know what is not goofy?
No. Oh, yeah, definitely not goofy. Audibletrial.com/Brendoman. Join audible.com. Get a free 30-day trial with a free audiobook if you sign up at audibletrial.com/Brendoman. Even if you don't continue with the service, that free audiobook is yours to keep. Compliments of us. All you got to do, sign up, audibletrial.com/Brendoman. Phil, you got a recommendation this week?
Yes, I do. Since I have been very excited about video games and playing video games and Nintendo and whatnot, I looked up just to see what kind of things they had about Nintendo, and they have a book on Audible called Super Mario, How Nintendo Conquered America by Jeff Ryan. Nice. And I haven't actually got to check it out myself, but I can pretty much recommend it since it's about Nintendo. So there you go.
My recommendation is a book that I just started reading. It's by Joe Hill, and it's NOS4A2. It's a license plate, but if you can't figure that out, it's NOS4A2. And it's Joe Hill's newest book. Looks really good. Scary. Looks scary. I just started it. I'm not even sure what it's about, but it's gotten really good reviews. That's 4 stars on Goodreads.
Excellent.
And Joe Hill's cool. And yeah. So that's my recommendation. Don't forget to listen to us on Stitcher. Go to RadioBrendo.com, click on the Stitcher link, and use the code BrendoMan when you sign up for the app. Free app, available on all mobile platforms and online. If you haven't yet, streaming those podcasts. If you're one of those people that doesn't want to keep track of downloading podcasts or deal with that,
it's all taken care of. Just stream them
on Stitcher. And all your favorite podcasts are on there.
That's right.
Including the Benview podcasts, Benview Network podcasts, and lots of other stuff too. I listen to the majority of my podcasts through. There's only a couple that are not on Stitcher. And
good way to find new ones too. Them.
Yes. Awesome. Like good recommendations and lots of cool stuff. And if you're looking to, like, you want to start your own podcast or you got some other website, some cool thing you want to put online, you can do that with DreamHost. Go to DreamHost.com and you can save $50 at checkout from any hosting package. And they're all very reasonably priced, but you can save $50 and get a free domain registration in addition to the one you already get for free. That's if you use promo code RadioBrendoMan. It's a great deal.
That is an excellent deal.
And that's DreamHost.com. If you forget about any of these things that we're talking about, the one thing to remember, go to RadioBrendo.com. They're all there on the sidebar, and the links are all there. And the biggest, most important one, the one that we have – this is like the most effective thing we've done so far. If you're starting a podcast, you should really look into this. Amazon affiliates, just click the Amazon link at the RadioBrendo.com site and then just order stuff normally on Amazon.
Stuff you would have bought anyway.
Helping us out. Yeah, and you're helping out. We are more than halfway to paying for our hosting for the year already.
That
so
is
you
fantastic.
Guys are awesome. You guys are doing a thank you so much. And it's and like really, like that's not that hard. You're not and you're helping the show by doing something you normally would do. You're not even buying anything extra. You're not paying for something. You're just doing your normal Amazon shopping, which everybody does, and you're helping out the show. And we've got a ton of stuff already this just in the last week.
Yes, and if you do it, we'll read it off and anonymously, of course. Let's find out
if
what people
buy. You
want
to claim it later, you can. It's fine. But we got a lot of stuff here, Phil. This just 1 week of stuff.
This is awesome.
We got a Jolly Jumper sneak a peek infant car seat cover. Is that a car seat cover?
Is Deluxe.
Did you buy that?
That was me. No, not me.
Some other person with children. Monster University Blu-ray combo pack.
Nice. Good movie.
A Sony PlayStation Network card, $20 for Sony Online. Yep. Fisher Price Love to Learn Puppy. I guess that's like a toy.
Yeah, sounds like it. Some of that kids.
Excuse me. Instant personal poster sets. Read all about me. 30 big write and read learning posters ready for kids to personalize and display with pride. So a bunch of cool kids.
That's cool. Creative stuff.
Now, this was the coolest thing. See, I'm finding cool stuff from what you were buying. This is a book, and it's called the Wes Anderson Collection. It's like a hardcover collection of like artwork and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, nice.
From the Wes Anderson movies. So I actually put it on my wish list when I saw this. Looks pretty cool. And another book, What the Most Successful People Do Before Breakfast, and two other short guides to achieve more at work and at home. Some motivational stuff.
Okay.
Got some music. Somebody bought the Marshall Mathers LP 2, which I guess is the new Eminem album.
That's like the sequel, right?
Yeah. And then somebody bought something that I really want. Do you have this yet, Phil?
Lego I have not Marvel? Gotten it yet. It's on my list.
I played the demo. It is amazing. Derek is like raving about it.
Yeah, like, I played the demo too.
It's the best Lego
also
game,
fantastic.
Period. It looks I play it like it's awesome. I want to buy it just like right now. I don't have the money, and also I got too many games. Somebody bought Aaron Sprinkles Water and Guns.
Oh, that might have been me. I mean, I bought that. Like, I guess unless someone else bought that. So,
so you did buy that?
I bought a copy of that. Yes.
So that was Phil.
Well, that's good.
Is that new?
Yeah, like just came. I bought it on launch day.
Is it good?
It's not launch. It's awesome. Super, super good. I love Aaron Sprinkle.
Is it comparable to like? How would you differentiate his stuff from like poor old Lou?
It's a little poppier, I guess I would say, but still very like. I mean, it's not like Lady Gaga poppy, but just more like straight ahead songwriting. Because poor old Lou is very, I would say, obtuse, like, you know, very like weird time signatures and stuff like that. And this is a little more simple, but it's really, really catchy. He's got a great voice, and this one's probably his most like poppy of all of them. Like, it's even got a little electronic vibe in some parts. Yeah, it's really, really good. I recommend it. Aaron Sprinkle.
Somebody bought an Xbox One game.
Nice.
So I guess that might be a pre-order or something.
You know what side
Titanfall
they decided to go for.
Collector's Edition. And so that looks cool. And then I think this was Mark Ariano because I've already seen him online playing it, but he bought WWE 2K14.
Nice.
So, well, maybe not Mark, but I would have to guess if somebody that we know listened to.
That would be a
show,
good
bought,
guess.
Because he's, like I said, I saw him pop online on the day it came out. Because I also bought it. And yeah, it's awesome. But yeah, thank you very much, everybody. So if you want to be like all these cool people buying stuff, helping out the show, just go to RadioBrendo.com. Click the Amazon banner. If you're using Adblock, you can either just allow our site or click the we made a text link. Click the Amazon link. Then just do your normal shopping. And Christmas is coming, people, so got to start thinking about that.
Yeah.
Get all your shopping done in your jammy jams.
So thanks, everyone. That's really cool.
And that reminds me, Derek's birthday is on Sunday. Got to buy him next Sunday. So if you want to, you can buy something for Derek. He's got a wish list. Phil's got a wish list. I got a wish list.
I have a wish list.
Just search for our names. You can buy us stuff if you want. I'm not saying buy us stuff, but no. Well, actually I am. Buy us stuff.
But buy something for yourself on our thing, even better.
Yeah, if you're just buying whatever you're buying on Amazon, just one extra click and you'll be helping us out. And like I said, you guys are doing a great job. We almost have paid for the hosting of just this year's hosting already.
Which
is
awesome.
Doing that. Super awesome. Also, if you, for some reason, aren't, you're not buying anything on Amazon, but you want to kick in, you got a few extra bucks to kick in, there is just a straight up donate to our hosting link that goes straight to DreamHost, doesn't even touch our hands. So you can also do that if you want to.
Cool.
What do we got else? What's next? Books. Book corner.
Book corner.
I finished Homeland. It was really, really good. Really just very poignant, especially now given all the NSA stuff.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's very real. Like, this is all very real stuff.
Can I tell you a very fast story speaking of that?
Sure.
Did you hear about, like, on Monday, I think it was, there was a shooting at LAX?
Yeah.
My parents were on a flight that left, like, 5 minutes before that happened.
Dang.
I was, like, flipping out because I didn't know exactly when they left. And, like, they grounded all the planes and we didn't hear from them for, like, 6 hours.
Ron Funches's tweets from that, because he was at the airport, got, like, he got mentioned in Variety or some magazine article.
So
yeah, that was nuts.
Was it
like a disgruntled employee situation?
Still don't know. It was someone that came up to the security checkpoint, I don't know why. I don't know what the motivation was.
Gosh.
But they interviewed my dad for the news in North Carolina, though, where they flew to. So I haven't got to see that, but that might be kind of funny.
We got to get a video of that.
Yeah, if anyone finds Tony Vecchio out there on the inner tubes. All right, anyway, sorry, go back to your book there. I just had to throw that in.
I'm also currently, I already mentioned NOS 4A2, Nosferatu, Joe Hill, because our library, in addition, they have this thing called Overdrive Media, but now they got some new digital library thing, and there was even more books on there, so I was kind of browsing around there, and I was like, oh, I can get this for free through the library. Nice. On my e-reader. Awesome. So I got that. And I am like a quarter of the way done with Code of the Claw, and it is intense.
Yes.
A lot of stuff going on. It's like I was getting mad because what just happened was he got, like, Solovet threw him in the dungeon.
Oh,
after
yeah.
He got back from, like, and he's like being a war hero. And, like, that whole complicated thing.
And he's, like, 12 years old. That's a crazy thing.
I know. It's messed up. It's, like, ugh. But I said, this book, it's dealing with such complicated. And I love how it is because, like, they're, like, I love how it. Because, you know, like, a lot of books and a lot of things, especially for kids, like, kind of simplify war and gloss it all over. And there's clear good guys and bad guys. And this is so – it's so refreshing to, like, read something where it's like, no, like, bad things happen on both sides. Good things happen on both sides. It's complicated. And I think Collins does a really good job of
– yeah, and yet all tying it in together in, like, a youth fiction, like, amazing, amazing.
And this really cool – really cool – atmosphere, like, really cool world that she's built and all these cool characters, and, like, I'm very invested in all these characters, and, like, I'm terrified of what's gonna happen to them.
I won't say what, but it's good. It's really good. Okay. So I'm glad you're reading it.
Where you're still on Half Upon a Time, you haven't started the new our next book yet?
No, I'm waiting. I'm giving it time until you're on it. We'll start on it together. I'm almost done with Half Upon a Time. It's like 400 pages. It's just a matter of me having been so busy this week. I'm almost done, and it's really good. Like, it's a cool, like, I'm surprised they haven't made this into a movie yet. They probably will, because it's just like all these. It's like a girl from modern times gets sucked into, like, you know, fairy tale world, but it's like really cool twists on all these traditional fairy tale stories, and it's really good. So.
How is the Underland Chronicles not a movie?
I don't know. Like, that would be
That has to be coming. Oh, wait. Didn't we already learn that? No, wait. No, that was the tripod.
That was the tripod,
looked. I think I looked and I couldn't find anything, which is shocking. Maybe they're waiting. Maybe they're going to piggyback on to Hunger Games. I don't know.
I bet they do. I bet, you know, from the writer of Hunger Games.
Yeah, like, you know that has – I guarantee you that as soon as Hunger Games are a huge hit, somebody's like, well, what else has she done? Also, this just seems ripe for – although it could be – because I don't know. There is a couple – I mean, it's going to be – depending on how they do it, it could be really, really expensive.
Yeah, that's true. It would have to be well done.
I feel like it almost it would either, if they're going to do live action, it would have to, it would be really expensive. So I could almost see where it could be a DreamWorks.
Yeah.
Some, maybe like even an animated thing.
Yeah, I could see that too.
As I said before, this would have been perfect for Henson. Like this would have been Henson project. Like, cause just picture Dark Crystal or something like that. Like, cause this would be perfect with that. Cause you could, the combination of people and puppets and like computer generated.
Can you imagine Rip Red as a puppet?
Amazing. Yeah. It would have been, a Rip Red puppet would have been incredible.
Oh my gosh.
Like all that stuff, puppets would have been awesome.
Yes.
It would have been perfect, which that's, but I mean, maybe this could still be something for the Henson Company. Like,
that's true.
Like, I mean, it's not like, if they would do it live action, I would hope that they would go with some, at least some practical, it wouldn't do all CG.
Right.
Like, especially if they're going to go CG, they need to just go animated. If they're going to do it live action, they need to go practical effects to make it look like, give it to Guillermo del Toro. Not that I don't think he has any time to do it, but if somebody like that could do this.
Right.
Because it would require a lot of crazy creatures. A lot of
it's
got to
be done right too. Like it couldn't.
Again, think of like the crawlers and the all that stuff.
You got mice and rats, bats.
Yeah, the bats.
The ants.
And the scorpions.
Oh, gosh.
I love that the scorpions were good. Like, that was awesome. Yeah. Like, again, showing, like, because, like, at first they were, like, but it turned out they were just defending their territory, and as soon as they started talking to them.
Right. Well, and like, the kid, what's the kid's name that can talk to the animals?
Oh, yeah, Hazard. He's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a cool. And I
and
love
then he
too.
He teaches Boots how to talk. Yeah. Like, so him and Boots, and they start talking to Temp and like.
And that was like how Boots started, like, she kind of started the whole thing of the ally, you know, allying them with the. Because she actually cared and like paid attention to them and like.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Because she wanted to talk to the scorpion. She's like, oh, I want a hug.
Yeah. And I don't know.
Really powerful.
I'm you can see how I might have gotten teary-eyed a few times throughout it.
Yeah.
I know maybe not totally everyone does that when they read a book, but I got very emotional.
All right. Well, we gotta okay, yeah. So you saw a movie.
I saw a movie, yes. Actually, it was fun. My brother Matthew called me up, and he got a free screening for a movie and invited me to join him. So I did that on Wednesday, I think it was. So it was before it came out. We saw Last Vegas.
How was it?
It was actually really funny. I mean, it delivered on exactly what it promised. It was four famous old actors doing funny stuff in Las Vegas with, you know, a kind of touching backstory and whatever. But it was really good. I mean, it was much better than I expected it might have been. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of funny. Like the Robert De Niro character in particular – it's like they went into my Grandpa Vecchio's house and filmed him and then just like his apartment that he lives at the beginning when you see him like before they go to Vegas, I swear it's my grandpa's living room. Like all his little piles of newspapers and he's shuffling around in his bathrobe and oh my gosh.
He does share some traits with Grandpa Vecchio.
Yes. Yeah. And then this
also
one in particular.
The dating younger lady.
Yeah, yeah. Oh gosh!
I know your Grandpa Vicky is a notorious ladies man.
He is the ladies man, and he's shared way more than I ever cared to hear about.
TMI.
Oh my gosh!
TMI, Grandpa.
Yeah. You know when your grandpa starts talking about how his girlfriends are in bed, you're like, no, don't want to know. Please stop talking.
I actually had 2 days out this week because I went home from work on Monday sick.
Oh, okay.
Because, I don't know. I think I had some kind of food poisoning and it was bad. And I was like, I don't want to – if I'm going to be in the bathroom, I don't want to be in the work bathroom. I need to get back to home base and because it was bad. It's bad. I don't know. I don't know what happened. But so anyway, so I got a free Redbox. And so I watched because I didn't want to watch it. I watched World War Z and I really liked it.
Oh, yeah? I heard like mixed like feelings from people, so you definitely.
I liked it. I'm a because I after hearing and knowing what it was, I just was able, going into it, I knew that it wasn't going to be anything like the book. And so if you go in with that mindset, like, it's a good movie. I think it was good on its own. It's nothing like the book. Like, it almost has nothing to do with the book.
The title. Zombies. Yeah,
and they're zombies. But other than that, like, but it's, I still was entertained. I thought it was entertaining.
It's hard. I know when you're like, when you're invested in a story, it's hard to see it not adapted the way you want. Yeah. But it's sometimes it's okay to just enjoy something for what it is. Yeah.
And that's what I kind of went in doing that. And I thought it was good for what it was.
Sweet.
And then because we had been talking about it on Netflix, I watched The Frighteners the same day.
It holds up?
Totally holds up.
Oh, yeah.
It's still bizarre watching it. And, like, I can understand, like, because especially if you – because I don't know if you've ever watched it with, like, the commentary or seen, like, some of the deleted scenes or anything. Uh-uh. But, like, it totally makes sense why after – because that's pretty much the only movie that Peter Jackson has filmed in America. Like, even, like, his big – like, even King Kong, they didn't film in New Zealand. And it's kind of – like, you watch – like, not that the movie itself is – but just what he wanted to do and, like, his whole – like, all the studio interference. It's kind of amazing that he worked with Universal again when you hear about all the stuff that went down, like, as far as, like, the studio – like, because it was his first studio movie.
Right.
And it's just – it is, like, compared to his other movies, such a weird departure. I mean, it still has that kind of bizarre sense of humor to it, but there is certain things – like, it is his most mainstream movie up to that point.
Right.
And so it is weird in that perspective. Like, it's a weird part of his, like, canon, you know?
But a good weird.
Yeah, it's good. I still enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot. And – it is a pretty oddball movie.
But well, Michael J. Fox can, you know.
Michael J. Fox is great. Jake Busey is great. Everybody in that movie is great. It's entertaining.
I finished season 2 of Star Trek finally.
Nice.
It's long. You got to figure there's like 30 episodes in a season and they're like an hour long. So, you know. There's a reason it's taking me a long time, but it's good.
Yeah. Well, I heard you saw on the video game tip. I mean, like I said, WWE 2K14. I already finished the WrestleMania mode. I started playing online. As soon as I figured out how to mute the chat completely, I enjoyed it a lot. The first time I got on, there was some kid yelling, and I was like, oh, here we go. And like a little kid. And because I had to – I'm so used to – I know other people have been talking about a lot of kids on Grand Theft Auto 5. That hasn't really been my experience. Mostly it's a lot of like teenagers and like to what it sounds like to me is like 20-year-old white guys who think they're black. Right. That's what my chat experience has been on in Grand Theft Auto. With 2K14, I forgot that like WWE's primary target now is kids. It's a TV PG show.
Right.
There are so many kids playing this game, and I immediately had to like, I'm like, oh, not that I was like, they were being like really annoying or being jerks. I'm just like, I can't deal with this. So I just, as soon as I muted the chat and I just played the game, it was really fun. And it's also fun to have an online game because it's a totally new system. And so I'm not great, but at least it's nice to be in an online game where I'm not just completely getting destroyed all the time. And I actually win sometimes. Like it's an online game I'm actually somewhat good at. That feels good.
And, that's good.
And let's see, the Halloween event for Tapped Out is wrapping up. We collectively, the users unlocked the last community prize, which was King Homer and the giant skyscraper. And as I predicted, because somebody was like, it shows him on top of the skyscraper. He doesn't get on top of the skyscraper. I'm like, just wait. And sure enough, have you seen the short, like the Treehouse of Horror short with King Homer?
No. I mean, I'm assuming it's where he goes up.
Classic.
King Kong style.
But basically the whole joke is he makes it up like three stories and then he's too tired and he just falls back to the ground.
Okay,
that's what happens in the game.
Nice.
And so I thought it was funny because, like, that's the whole joke is, like, it shows the planes at the top and they're like, you sure taking a sweet time? And then they're like, better refuel. And they go, like.
That's good.
Yeah. And, yeah, so that's kind of what I've been doing.
Yeah.
How was Halloween in Animal Crossing? I didn't get to do
it. I didn't either. I was playing with my kids. I know.
You gave me a hard time.
I know. Well, I bought all the candy. I, like, was ready for it, and then real life happened, and I never got to, so. Oh, well. You
get to give out candy and.
Nope. But I did in real life get to go around with my kids and trick or treat, so. You know.
I guess that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, but you were talking about yesterday on the Extra yes. Damage stream, Pikmin 3 released some DLC.
Yes, they did. And so.
And you're actually going to buy DLC?
Yes, I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Is this the first DLC you've ever bought?
Well, yeah. This will be the first, like, deal. I mean, I bought downloaded games. But actual, like, you know, additional
DLC. But you have always been pretty vocal about DLC.
Well, here's the thing. They gave you one free one, and it's awesome. So, like, and it's only $1.99 to get the whole rest of them. So I kind of need to do it. I haven't done it yet, but it's a new, like, challenge map, and they're all a bunch of different ones, and it's really fun.
Have you finished everything in the game, so now you need to do
I have finished everything in the game at this point up until this. It's just a matter of, like some of the challenge maps I haven't gotten 100% on, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I've got, you know, I mean, I've played through them all and gotten pretty good scores. I just haven't, like, mastered them. But now that there's, like, totally brand new ones, you know, kind of need to get that. So
cool. Anything else video game wise?
I've been playing. Well, I mean, the big thing obviously was the Extra Damage night. I've been doing a lot of the puzzles. The Professor Layton and the Mask of Miracle, which is the most recent one, the 3DS one.
Yeah.
I think like 3 days ago or something, we got the 365th downloadable game puzzle. So they're done doing new games or new puzzles now.
Still 365 but, free additional puzzles.
Yeah, bonus. That's, like, a new one every day. It's been really cool. So I still have a few I got to catch up on that still. So so that's been good. And I'm almost done with the Malgrave incident, which is also, like, a really cool, like, turned out to be way better than I ever thought. So
is there any big – well, are you getting Majora's – isn't Majora's Mask? Is that out?
No, Majora's Mask. You
isn't
mean
– like a
– you're thinking of Wind Waker.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to hold off. I mean, I'd like to get it at some point, but it's not so different that I must have it, and there's a lot of other games, like, that I need to get right now. I got to get, you know, Marvel Lego. I've got the new Zelda on
3DS. Are you going to get that on Wii U?
Yes, I'll get that on Wii U.
Zelda, when does Smash Brothers come out? Because that will probably be the next 3DS game that I buy.
I think that's not till next year.
Gosh dang it. Oh, in shocking video game news, South Park Stick of Truth delayed until March.
No way.
But they did release 7 minutes of actual video, of actual play footage, and it looks incredible. It's like it's like a mix of, like, a cool RPG, but it also makes fun of RPGs.
That's awesome.
And, like, they changed the actual attacks and menu systems, and it looks really funny and really cool. But, yeah, delayed till March, which at this point – it's been so delayed, like, who knows?
We're in, like, Duke Nukem territory.
It's entering there. The fact that they did at the same time as announcing the delay, they have an actual release date because the trailer, the gameplay footage that they released, because Duke Nukem went years without even having gameplay footage, so you can't really put it in vaporware, but not it yet. Is still, like, and especially since knowing what, like, getting the scoop from Derek and Benson and those guys that went to the panel, and, like, even Matt and Trey are being super jokey about it. But, like, for them, the main reason why the game is taking so long to finish is because, one, they've been insanely busy, and also because they keep wanting to put more stuff in, and, like, they keep changing their minds about things, and they're perfectionists.
Yeah.
And we should all, I mean, by now, we should know that. Speaking of Matt and Trey, you heard that they finally missed the deadline.
I did, yeah. That was big news.
Yeah. Well, after watching, have you seen 3 Days to Air?
No. I know of it.
You should watch it. But after watching that, it's kind of a miracle that it hadn't happened before.
Right.
Because, like, even on that, it has them running to the, like, the satellite upload place, and, like, they barely make it that time. Like, they are, like, minutes. But, like, so it's not – it wasn't a surprise that they missed the deadline eventually.
It's going to happen.
Especially since, again, from hearing what Benson and Derek were saying, like, they're working on so much stuff and insanely busy all the time working on things.
Yep. Well, speaking of insanely busy.
You're insanely busy.
I'm insanely busy.
So we are just over an hour. So this is not the shortest episode ever, but shortest.
It's on the shorter end.
So with a long time. Oh, I missed all these comments. Aaron Eckhart is Frankenstein. I saw that. I don't believe Army of Darkness 2. I don't believe that. I'll believe that when I see it. They've been saying that forever. Forever.
Could happen, though. They did do an Evil Dead remake. So.
As far as Duke Nukem, yes. Okay. The saga of Duke Nukem, if anybody isn't aware, Duke Nukem 3D came out when I was a freshman in high school, I want to say, maybe sophomore. And immediately after it came out, and it was very successful, Duke Nukem... So I want to say around the same year, my sophomore year of high school, so this is like 96, 97 maybe?
Yeah.
I want to say no later than 97 was Duke Nukem Forever scheduled for release. And it finally came out, what, last year?
I think it was last year or 2 years ago, something like that.
So, yeah, that is a long – that's like 13 years.
And if I remember correctly, it
16 years
kind of didn't do very well.
And it was terrible. But at that point, because by that point, it just, there's no possible way it could have filled anybody's, not even their lowest expectations by that point. Like, that's, you've kind of just doomed to failure at that point. So, and I it got to a certain point where I'm just like, well, even if this does come out, there's no way it's going to be what I think it's going to be. So I just had to write it off.
Right. And
I feel like I was better for it, but it was still like somebody printed out. That was where somebody on either Dig or Reddit printed out a pre-order from like 1999. And, and then like, but in GameStop actually acknowledged it.
Well, they better. Yeah. Well, let's hope okay.
That, South Park Stick of Truth sticks with this release date. We'll see, because the game looks great. So anything else? Anything else, Phil?
That's it.
Any
nope.
Urgent messages? All right. Nothing. Well, go to RadioBrendo.com for all your Radio Brendo needs. BenviewNetwork.com for all the other shows. PillageCast.
The Adam Wells.
We just recorded. Oh yeah, The Adam Wells. That's right. TheAdamWells.com. We just put up a new Popsicles number 49. That means next episode will be number 50.
Nice. It's a good milestone. Planning
stuff. Benson and I just recorded a new Matt and Brendo's wrestling show. That'll be up sometime this week. I think that's it. We got 4 more episodes, Phil, till number 100.
Almost there. It's exciting.
Rapidly approaching. So that's exciting. BraxComics.com, PopVoxMusic.com, happening.
We do. Yeah, we've got actually a couple new releases on the horizon. So we'll give you more info on that. But the Kickstarter that Sentry was running wound up succeeding. So we'll be moving forward with that.
Good job.
So yeah, it's pretty cool.
And so stay tuned. Check out all that. Go on Facebook. Tell your friends. Rate us on iTunes. Share. We got to start plugging this. Long Beach Comic Con.
That's right.
Long Beach Comic Con. What is that? November 23rd and 24th?
Yes. Our stuff is actually on the Saturday.
There is on the Saturday. What time? I don't have the...
I'll double check before then, but we have one at 4 and one at 5.
Well, it's going to be a giant block.
Yes.
Super block. The webcomic super block. It's happening. It's on. Long Beach Comic Con. We will be there. go to whipcomicsadvocates.com. We'll post the deets there. But also, if you just want to come say hi, we'll be around. We've got stickers. We will have Radio Brendo Man stickers.
That's right. And all kinds of other stickers.
We should give a prize if somebody comes wearing a Radio Brendo Man shirt.
Oh, yes.
I will give a prize to somebody. You know what? I will. I'll give you a prize. If I will – person – the first person – actually, anybody that comes up wearing a Radio Brendo Man shirt at Long Beach Comic Con, prizes.
Definitely. Multiple.
I'll say it. Multiple. Whoever comes up.
All right.
Whoever comes wearing Radio Brendo Man shirts wins a prize. We'll say that right now. So, yeah, Long Beach Comic Con, Long Beach Convention Center. Go to Long Beach Comic Con. Get your tickets. It's going to be cool.
Sweet.
Lots of good guests. Lots of good stuff. And yeah, that'll do it for Radio Brendo Man. So for anything else, Phil?
Nope, just that's good. Sure.
For Radio Brendo Man, I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
Have a good one, everybody.
Podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.